Chapter 9. Money Problems. Sunday, November the 29th. My mother has just arrived, with all her bags. She's back, and she wants to stay. Dad's very happy. I am too, of course, but I'm also worried. She'll be angry about the dirty house and the phone, and she will discover that I have lent Pandora her most expensive coat. Monday, November the 30th. Mum and Dad keep kissing all the time. Tuesday, December the 1st. I rang the telephone people on my grandmother's phone and tried to sound like my father. I said,
I, George Mole, have broken both my legs and I need the phone to ring the hospital.
The woman was horrible and she didn't want to help at all. She said, pay the £289.19, then we will turn on your phone. £289? When my parents try to use the phone and discover it doesn't work, they will kill me. Wednesday, December the 2nd. My father tried to ring someone about a job today. He went crazy. When Mum cleaned my bedroom, she found the first phone bill. I sat in the kitchen while they shouted at me. Mum said, Adrian has some money in the bank from birthdays and Christmases. He can pay the bill. So I took £290 from my bank. I cried. It will take 14 more years to make that money again. It is all because of Pandora's parents. Why didn't they choose a holiday in England? Sunday, December the 6th. Mum and Dad are still not speaking to me. And I've got no money. How will I buy Christmas presents? Monday, December the 7th. This morning, I stole a key ring from Mr. Cherry's shop for Nigel's Christmas present. Now I'm really worried about the key ring. It's not good to steal. Wednesday, December the 9th. I dreamed about prison last night because of that stupid key ring. But good news, the phone is working again. So I rang the police and told them about the key ring. The man said,
put the key ring back then.
I'll do it on Saturday. Saturday, December the 12th. Mr. Cherry saw me putting back the key ring. He was angry.
I'm going to write a letter to your parents about this.
My parents are going to kill me. Sunday, December the 13th. There's no post on Sundays, so I have one more day to live, because Mr. Cherry's letter will arrive tomorrow. Monday, December the 14th. I got up at 5 a.m. to wait for the postman. But he didn't bring the post until 7:30, and I was in the toilet then. But it was a lot of stress for nothing. Mr. Cherry only sent Mum and Dad a Christmas card. Sunday, December the 20th. We ate dinner and then Mum said, I think that I'll wear my grey coat tomorrow. Oh no! I went to Pandora's house to get the coat, but Pandora's mother has borrowed it to go out tonight. Even worse, Pandora didn't know that the coat was not a present for her. I only lent it to her. I didn't give it to her. Her mother won't be back until very late tonight. I will have to go to their house again early in the morning and get the coat. It's going to be difficult, but then nothing in my life is easy anymore. Monday, December the 21st. I woke up and ran to Pandora's house. It was snowing and I was really cold. There was nobody at home. I looked through the letterbox and saw Pandora's cat playing with the coat. I shouted at it, but the stupid cat didn't stop. I had to break the door and run into the house and save the coat. I wore the coat to keep me warm, but at home, Mum shouted at me. "What are you doing wearing my best coat?" She wasn't kind or nice or anything like a normal mother. She didn't even make a hot drink for me. I rang Pandora to tell her about the door and the coat, but she wasn't there. Her father said,
"Can you ring later? I need to use the phone to ring the police."
"Oh no, what's happened?" I asked.
"Someone has broken the door and tried to steal things from our house."
"Did they take anything?" I said.
"Only an old coat," he replied. "Pandora was using it as a bed for the cat."
"Sorry, Pandora, but this is the end. You knew that coat was important to me, but you gave it to the cat." Tuesday, December the 22nd. Pandora and I are together again. I decided Christmas is not a time to be angry. Thursday, December the 24th. I visited Bert today. He has asked Queenie to marry him. I sang some Christmas songs for the old women and they paid me £2.11. So I bought Pandora some chocolates, a pencil for Mum and socks for Dad. I hope that I get a bike for Christmas. Friday, December the 25th. This has been the best Christmas ever. I got a bike. I couldn't ride it because of the snow, but it didn't matter. I just like looking at it. I took my parents breakfast in bed and gave them my presents at the same time. Mum and Dad were happy with their presents. I phoned Pandora and told her that I loved her more than life. Thursday, December the 31st. The last day of the year. A lot has happened. I have found love. I have been a one-parent child. I've had a letter from People's Poems. It's not bad for a 14 and three-quarter year old.